Well, you guys got the season kicked off yesterday, and a big matchup with Beatrice last night.
Yeah, it was, Mark. You know, we were excited to, you know, get the win in week one, and that was always our one of our goals for the season is to win the opener. And, you know, the thing about week one is, you know, in this two-year cycle, you know who you're going to play. And so when you turn around in the second year of the cycle, you have the whole off season, all that time leading up to week one to prepare for Beatrice. And those week one matchups are always kind of the unknown. You know, what are they going to show you on offense, defense, special teams? You try to kind of pick apart what they did a year ago and the guys that they have coming back and kind of all piece it together. And so in your preparation, you really have to just kind of be ready for everything a little bit. And so, you know, our guys did a really good job with the adjustments last night. I thought that was one of the things that really allowed us to really do some really good things was the adjustments and being able to identify what they were doing. You know, but with saying that, you know, we got a group of guys that are experienced that have played a few years now, and to be able to make those adjustments in game and then at halftime really helps. And I was just proud of the guys to be able to do that and be able to make those adjustments.
Your offense looked like you put up quite a few points. We'll start with that side of the ball first.
You know, offensively, I felt like, you know, we really got off on the right foot, being able to take the first series down and score. And we just really found things that we really liked. You know, Tristan Campbell had a big night for us. He had close to 180 yards rushing last night. Trent had a really good night in our option game. We didn't need to throw the ball a whole lot last night, which is always a luxury. We'll have to as we go through the season. But when you're able to run the ball as effectively as we were last night, we didn't necessarily need the passing game as much. But, you know, we got down in the red zone at a part in the first half, and we threw a jump ball, as we call it, to Miles Pullman in the end zone, and Trenton made a really nice throw, and Miles went up and made a nice catch. And so we just have certain things that we really like in the passing game, and we feel like when we have the opportunities, we got to go to those, and we got to complete them. And you can't get anything of that going unless you got the guys up front. And obviously, we spend a lot of time with all of our players and all the position groups, but you know, the offensive line and our tight ends, we spend a great deal of time on the technique and fundamentals and obviously running the scheme and the plays. But I just felt like last night our guys up front really did a good job controlling the line of scrimmage. And Beatrice threw a lot of different things at us, different fronts and different blitz concepts. And I felt like our guys did a good job adjusting to that. And you know, we were able to really run effectively our base run game, as we call it, but then also mix in our option game. You know, I spoke of Trenton. You know, Trenton did a really good job in our option game. And, you know, when you can put all those pieces together, you know, we really have a good opportunity to keep a team off balance. You know, mixing in Lee Davidson at the fullback position on different plays that we have for him. It's a plethora of different things that we can do offensively to hopefully keep the defense off balance. And what I was really proud of is how we came out in the second half. You know, we went into halftime, made some adjustments, some things that we wanted to fix from the first half, and the guys really came out in the second half. And we always talk about being a second half team, being stronger in the second half than we are in the first half, and I felt like we did that.
Then go to the other side of the ball defensively. It looks like you guys handled them fairly well and had your assignments. You guys are always well prepared, and another example of that here on Friday night.
Yeah, I would say, you know, alluding back to the week one opponent and all the unknowns, I think probably one of the most, you know, I hate to say the word stressful, but it's the anticipation of what you're going to see from a defensive perspective for us is always something you have to take note of. And, you know, I just felt like our guys really did a good job defensively last night. I felt like we flew to the football. There were some times where they had some success on some things, but overall, I felt like our defensive front did a good job of, you know, really getting. We always talk about getting penetration to heel depth and running down the line. I felt like our guys in there with Simon Garcia and Spencer Steinbeck and Trey Tiller really did a good job early on, really taking over the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we do a lot with Oliver Corbett. We kind of call him our hybrid player. He's kind of a guy that we can move all over the place. And so you got to throw him in there with his ability to get and cause disruption in there. You know, I was just really proud of those guys. We got an athletic group of guys that, you know, that's the thing we're going to have to use is our strength and athleticism and be able to move on defense. And, you know, I felt like our inside linebackers of Gabe Roberts and Tate Schaefer did a good job reading their keys and getting to the football. And, you know, our secondary, what they were running offensively is a difficult concept. You know, it's a wing offense. And so with Ty Junker and Miles Pullman and Tristan Campbell back there, and Ian Spearman, those guys having to make those adjustments in the back half along with Tripp Riley. You know, there was a lot of things we had to put, you know, there was some things we had to take that we had to take note of and make sure we were shored up against these guys. And but I felt like through the course of the game they threw a lot of different things at us, but the guys were able to adjust.
Then turning to special teams, how was the kicking game for you guys last night?
You know, I said it last night in the post-game interviews, I felt like our kickoff team was as good as it's been in a while. Something we really emphasized through the off-season and through the summer months, through fall camp. We just did a really good job of covering kicks last night and pinning Beatrice down. We're going to have to continue that through the season. It's the obvious statement. You make the defense have to go the length of the field. You like your chances a lot better. And I thought Gunnar Capps had a really nice night kicking the football. And did a really good job. And, you know, he's a guy that's coming back as a junior that started for us a year ago at the kicking position. And so just really excited to see Gunner out there doing some awesome things for us. And so the kickoff team I thought was something to really emphasize and thought those guys did a really good job. And, you know, we always feel like if a team's willing to kick to us, we really like the things we have in the kick return game. You know, Tristan had a big return last night for a touchdown, and Miles had another big return down to their side of the field. We just really feel like if a team is willing to kick to us, we like the schemes. We like the things that we have set up to give us an opportunity. We always say that kickoff return is the best offensive play in football. And so we spend a lot of time on it. And if a team's is gonna give it to us, then we're gonna give it a chance to see maybe we can take it the distance or at least get some really good field position. So overall, special teams is something that, you know, for us, at least for our team and our program, we don't ever want special teams to take a back seat. You know, I think a lot of times you can get caught up in the offense and the defense, but we do spend a lot of time on special teams, and we always emphasize to the kids that you can win or lose games on special teams, and those units and those facets of the game are very important.
Well, 1-0 on the year, and now we turn our attention to Aurora. They lost to Pierce last night, I saw, and you're going to travel down there. And Aurora kind of been down the last couple of years, but, you know, they'll give a great effort, so it could be a great matchup with the Huskies coming up next Friday.
Yeah, you know, they played a really good Pierce team last night on the road and came up just a little bit short. The reality is when you play Aurora, it's such a tradition-rich game, McCook-Aurora. You know, it's one of those games on the schedule that you look forward to all of them, but that Aurora-McCook matchup is always a special one, and you can throw records out. Two proud programs that, you know, when we face off, you just go down the history of all the games that we've gone against each other, and it's always a great matchup. The thing about Aurora is you got to amp up the preparation. I mean, I felt like our guys are really prepared for week one. You got to take it up another notch when you play Aurora. They do a lot offensively. They got a lot of guys back from a year ago, especially in the skill positions. The Cannon Allen kid at receiver is as good as you're going to find in the state. He's a difference maker. And so we're going to have to know where he's at all times throughout the game. And then, on the offensive side at fullback and, you know, most importantly on defense, the Colin Stopel kid is a linebacker that's exceptional. And then you throw a lot of linemen in that they bring back from a year ago. They are going to have to replace the quarterback position. They had a pretty good one a year ago. But, like I said, the thing about Aurora is you got to be prepared offense, defense, special teams. They're a very well-coached team. Have the utmost respect for Kyle Peterson and what they do over there. So, we're really excited about the week one win that we had. But I told the guys in the huddle last night, enjoy it, but only for a little bit because this week is Aurora week and the guys know what that means. We're going to have to make sure we're dialed in even more, tighten the screws a little bit tighter to be able to be ready for what Aurora is going to bring at us. You know, like I said, you throw records out we can't worry about that. We got to be focused on making sure we come back this week and prepare each and every day. And we'll be on the road with Aurora next Friday.
Got to go talk about your younger kids that got things kicked off Thursday, and you got some other games coming up this week as well.
Yeah, really proud of our younger levels, our developmental teams, and we started out on Thursday with the freshman reserve team playing GI Northwest, and kind of a slugfest. It was a really good game, and I was proud of our guys. They were just how they played. Yeah, the result was a win, but I was just proud of how our freshman reserve team really played. They really grinded out a tough game, and it was wet. It was raining. This weather in August has just been crazy, and I can't ever remember a first week of the season and practice being 70 degrees and rain and things like that. We enjoyed it, and so maybe it'll stick around for us, but really proud of those guys and how they competed, and to go out and get a win in the first part of their season, week one for them. We should note that those guys are out there just like the varsity team every single day through fall camp, working extremely hard. The summer weights through the summer, June and July, and so just really proud. We really love that group. I mean, they got some talent, guys that work extremely hard, and so it was just exciting to see that group of players get off on a really good note week one against a good GI Northwest team. And then we'll turn around on Monday, and the JVs will play North Platte at 6 o'clock here at home, and so we'll be excited to get those guys going on Monday to start the JV season. You bring all that up, Mark. It's fast and furious. There'll be some sort of freshman reserve game every week or JV, and then obviously the varsity every week. And so we just love to be able to get all those games in, and feel like we really got an awesome schedule. I really appreciate Mr. Nichols, our AD, and his ability to get us a really nice schedule for those games. You take them one at a time, and just give us an opportunity to keep getting better.
Looking around Class B, there were some interesting scores last night. Elkhorn North over Pius, 46-0, and then Norris, a big win over Scott, 49-3. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think that's the obvious one, to see, Norris Scott. That was an interesting score, here we go. I mean, the season's here, and it's week one, and things are going to start to surface as far as some teams and different things that are going to happen. And so, I'm sure throughout the season there will be a lot of different things that we'll look at and see. But, for us, we're just really focused on, making sure that we do everything we can each and every week to give ourselves an opportunity. And some of those teams, you know, Waverly knocked off Bennington last night, and we'll see them in a couple weeks. And Class B's deep. There's some really good teams, and you know, we would like to believe we get ourselves in position, you know, get ourselves in the mix as well. So we're just always trying to, you know, as we tell the guys, stay on the chase and just every week try to get better. I know that sounds really cliche, but and you know what, when you got an experienced team like we do, you want to make sure that you continue to always have that in your mind, is how can we get better each and every week. And you know, we're going to watch the Beatrice game, and we're going to find things to get better at that we have to. The ugly word we always talk about is complacency. We don't want that to ever sink into the program or our team, and so I feel like you always try to build with your team is that desire to just keep improving, find ways to get better each and every week.